Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Last night you heard the story of Jesus' birth from St. Luke's Gospel, the traditional account of Christmas things. Today you have heard how St. John records the event. The perspective is quite different. The Word of God became flesh and has dwelt among us. The light entered the darkness, but the darkness did not comprehend it. How can it be that the very world that is created by the spoken Word of God does not recognize that Word of God when He comes to them? How can it be that the creation doesn't recognize its creator? In the same way that the theory of evolution has become the standard teaching of truth in our schools, in the same way that many educated people have convinced themselves that abortion is not the taking of a human life, in the same way that so many churches who claim to believe and teach the Word of God can call good that which God has called evil. The creation can't recognize its creator because the devil has blinded the eyes and stopped the ears of most of the people on the earth. He is the father of lies. This is his realm, his domain, his kingdom, and he has many followers. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light, will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. Who can believe what you have heard in the last 2 days? That God has become man. Who can believe that a virgin can conceive and bear a son without an earthly father? Who can believe that God died? And then that he rose again from the dead? Did God really say that he created the world in 6 days? Did God really say that if you eat of it, you will surely die? Do you really think that God will forgive you for what you have done? And soon there are countless people who doubt God's word and who cannot hear the good news or see the light in the midst of the darkness. From this you know it is only by God's grace and mercy that you have heard and know the truth. It is by God's grace and mercy through His Holy Spirit working through the Word that you have been brought into the light of Christ. You could not do this by yourself. It is and must remain God's holy work to make alive, to give breath, to bring you to this place and to these holy things of God. But it's not much fun stepping out of the darkness into the light, is it? We don't like acknowledging our sin. In fact, it hurts when the light shines on us and our dirtiness is revealed for all to see. It's much easier to hide in the shadows and pretend that we don't stink, to pretend that our hands aren't covered in innocent blood, to pretend that our thoughts aren't filled with hate and unbelief all the time. The devil says, quit being so hard on yourself. Just forgive yourself and get on with living life. Everything will be fine. And he causes us to doubt what the Holy Spirit has done. He causes us to think that maybe it is better to stay in the shadows, to live life by how we feel. And then we become so wrapped up in ourselves, in the hustle and bustle of Christmas, that we can't even remember what we were celebrating to begin with. But the light of God is still shining in the darkness of this world. And it isn't just those other people who have missed it. Far too often, we have put the veil of the law back over our own eyes. We have tried to earn God's approval and our own righteousness by what we do. And when the veil of the law covers us, we can no longer see the light of Christ either. Whether we can't see it or won't see it, it doesn't really matter. The result is the same: eternal darkness and death. But our doubts and failures to see and believe that Jesus Christ really lives in His Word, in holy baptism, in the Lord's Supper, doesn't negate His presence there. It only increases our sin. For these are the very places by which the incarnate Lord has chosen to come to you. The places where He has chosen to reveal Himself in the midst of the darkness. The places where He gives Himself to you for life and salvation. The Father gave the most precious gift ever given when He sent His one and only Son into this world to die and to make atonement for your sins with His own blood. You know what it feels like when you give someone a gift and they treat it as if it is nothing. They cast it aside. What must it be like for God to see so many people? People that He created, that He loves, that He died for, cast away the great pearl that He has given to them. Sadly, though, that happens all the time. You've seen it here in our midst. Children are baptized and then spiritually left to fend for themselves, and they become easy prey for the devil. Adults say the right things. They speak an oath, a promise before God that they would rather die than fall away from this confession and faith. And then they do just that. Other things become more important. They say, "Oh, I still believe." But because they have cut themselves off from the nourishment that Christ gives in this place, they are quickly withering on the vine. They won't believe for long. Even though Christ's church, His people, have often abandoned Him, they have rejected His gift and not sought out His word, He has never abandoned us. He has never withdrawn His hand from His creation. No, just the opposite. He entered into His creation and became like us in every way, but was without sin. He completely fulfilled the law of God in our place and lifted its veil from our eyes that we might be able to see. He took our place on the cross and died for our sins. What we cannot do because of our sinful nature, because of our complete fallenness in sin, God came in human flesh and blood and did for us. The words in the gospel lesson are incredible. These simple words are the summary of the entire gospel. And the Word became flesh. It is a miracle that God has done, greater than any other miracle. The text continues, "He tabernacles for a while among us." The English doesn't have it right. "He dwells with us" is true, but it's more than that. He tabernacles with us. And as you heard the word in the Old Testament, as Moses erected the tabernacle as God had told him, no longer is God's presence in a cloud or fire. It is in the person of His Son. He is the temple. He is the tabernacle. In flesh and blood, He has come to be with His people. And the Word became flesh. The eternal Word of God took on humanity. The same humanity that belongs to you and me. He took up residence with us in the muck and mire of this life. By this you can know that God loves you. Even though He knew your sins, even though He knew many people would reject Him, even though He knew He would suffer and die, He came to be with his creation anyway. And the Word became flesh. How winsomely God has come to us. Not as a mighty warrior with a flaming sword or as an angry judge sought on seeking to put people into prison. No, instead he comes to us as a helpless baby, nestled at his mother's breast, so that we are not afraid of him, so that we do not reject him out of fear. The Father in heaven makes it absolutely clear that his Son has come for peaceful reasons. He did not come to destroy you, but to forgive you and save you because he loves you. Jesus set aside his glory and came into the world as a creature, as a man. And through him your sins have been forgiven. His life has become your life. His reward is now your reward. In him God has revealed himself. And we have seen his glory. The Word became flesh and has tabernacled among us. The light eternal breaking through made the world to gleam anew. His beams have pierced the core of night. He makes us children of the light. The very Son of God sublime entered into earthly time to lead us from this world of cares to heaven's courts as blessed heirs. In poverty he came to earth, showing mercy by his birth. He made us rich in heavenly ways, as we like angels sing his praise. All this for us our God has done, granting love through his own Son. Therefore all Christendom rejoice and sing his praise with endless voice. Alleluia. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.